Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here with you. A little bit about me and my journey. The journey that I find myself on today is, it's probably the craziest journey that you're ever going to hear about. I had cookies, 2-pound containers of sugar cookies with these amazing, beautiful colored sprinkles that actually flew off my kitchen countertops onto the floor. And then my cell phone was texting me because I was getting a message from someone on the other side. Spirit was even sitting on me to get my attention. And I had no other choice but to listen. So, of course, this propelled me forward on the path that I find myself on. And it's a crazy, amazing path. It really is. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. Some of the education I received was not done in the conventional manner. I traveled really far. Actually, I've traveled to heaven, and I've been there a few times. At times, I was there visiting loved ones, but other times, I was actually there to attend schools of higher learning. This helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, and I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that, wow, I really do have this strong connection with the spirit world. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect. But I've traded in my 357 and now offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and I heard her say, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I just looked. I was like, "What?" And I had said to her, "You know what, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I'm a little bit further than you think. So you better find somebody else." And hours later, she actually threatened me. It was just a crazy, crazy beginning with Joan. But I grew to see how it is really, truly divine. And she's left this amazing door open. And those on the other side, they continually walk through it. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to have the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I am just so blessed to be here today with everyone. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love and myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. So now it is time for us to hear messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Oh, Barbara, I have your inner child standing there, and she's screaming, "Do you remember me? I'm here. I'm waiting for you to go outside, jump on that unicorn, and let's go for a ride. Let's play." So, Barbara, have you connected with your inner child lately?
Apparently not.
Okay, because you know what? Myself, too. I mean, I play with Jackson, so I think, like, I do have more of an opportunity than you do. But I remember being younger, and I'd be sitting, you know, around the kitchen table, and my family would have company over, and I would get really bored, Barbara. So what I would do is I would just sort of float away. My physical body would still be at the kitchen table, but the rest of me would just float away, and I'd go out the front door, and I'd get on my magic carpet, Barbara, and I would take adventures to faraway lands. It was so, so amazing. It was so freeing. And, you know, all the little houses and things like that, they look like little Monopoly pieces. I mean, it was the most beautiful time that I can remember. So your little inner child is saying, Barbara, you know what? You have not really been connecting with your imagination. Is it true?
I think I still imagine things, although not like I used to when I was a kid. But yeah,
right. I mean, you know, when we were kids, like, there was nothing holding us back. Wow. We would just, you know, do and be and release, and we knew that anything was possible. Everything that we wished for, we would just, like, wait for it, and we'd be like, oh, when's it coming? We never put any restrictions like we do on our thinking as adults. So we really have to keep that magic alive in our lives, and we've got to connect with our imagination. Okay, and with that being said, I'm going to try something. I'm hoping that you could hear it. It's actually a guided message that I had channeled, but it's recorded. So I'm going to try, and hopefully you guys could hear it. So here we go, beloveds.
Blessings. I am Angel Nathaniel. I am known as the Angel of Purpose. I would like to help you connect with the magic in your life. Come join me on a magic carpet ride. This amazing journey will take you to a land far away, where you will discover the true essence of your being. This adventure will help you to connect with pure joy. Let go of anything now that is holding you back and reunite with your dreams and desires. You have the ability to decide what you will create in your life. You can change your path at any time and choose something that excites and inspires you. Imagine the abundance that begins to flow into your life as you express your joy. On the distant horizon, you see a land you wish to explore. We now guide the magic carpet to land. You feel so much love as you step around. You feel as though you are in the midst of a fairy tale. A renewed sense of hope comes over you, and you now believe anything is possible. Everyone you meet greets you with a heartwarming smile. You are accepted just the way you are. Everything is absolutely perfect. You now feel like the sky is the limit, and there is nothing holding you back. You know that you are truly free to choose whatever makes your heart sing. This beautiful journey has renewed your sense of wonder. You gain clarity and now know exactly what steps are needed to fulfill your dreams and to serve your life purpose. You are completely filled with love and joy. You are clearly hearing the longings of your soul. Light and love fill you completely. Your story is now filled with happiness, love, fulfillment, and positivity. Your life purpose is evident. You are ready to continue now on your soul mission, connecting with your passion brings joy to yourself and to the world. You and Nathaniel return to the magic carpet and begin to journey home. As you arrive back to where you started, you thank Nathaniel for this wonderful experience and all the love and joy that you found along the way. You are now ready to continue your journey with renewed hope and pure joy. Angel Nathaniel reminds you to always have faith in your dreams and that he is ready to help you to connect with your true power at any time. When life seems to get a little stagnant, Nathaniel will be waiting once again to take you on yet another magic carpet ride. He waves goodbye for now.
Okay, Barbara, did you enjoy your magic carpet ride for today?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I envisioned the two of us on the carpet together as we journeyed our way land. It was really beautiful. And with that being said, we do have a little message from Jesus. Good morning, beloveds. Be the best that you can be. Surround yourself with people who uplift you. Appreciate those who actually make an effort to be part of your life. And never ignore a person who loves and cares about you. You never lose by being a loving person. And the only time that you can lose is when you hold back. So always be kind, even to those who are not kind to you, because they, in fact, need it most. Kindness is the language the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Keep your head up and your heart strong and smile, because life is too short to be anything but happy. Beloveds, laugh often. It always makes life feel a little bit easier. Live your life without regret and always fight for those things that you love. Never forget how much God loves you. No matter what you face, use God's shield of faith to help you through. You have to accept who you are in order to know who you can become. And remember to enjoy the little things, for someday you will realize that those little things were in fact the big things. A bird cannot fly without first opening its wings. We cannot love without first exposing our hearts. Love can only be understood from the actions it renders itself to. Love is God, and God created love. Spread your love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Everything comes from love. We cannot all do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. We are all divine love and radiant, infinite beings. Breathe in love and breathe out everything else. Good morning. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, DC. And now we will hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloved ones, welcome to your life. We say this because some of you have been waiting for life to really start, waiting for yourself to know what it is that you're supposed to know about life, waiting for someone to open the door and welcome you. So I am doing that now. I am welcoming you to your life. And now that you're here, let me give you a little bit of instruction about how this is all supposed to work. This is your life. You were created by the Creator. You were created perfectly. No matter what you might believe, think, or say, you are still perfect. There is no one else exactly like you. So there is no one to compare yourself to. You were created, and the Creator is within you. So you've never been left alone. God is always with you. God is in you. And you have access to the power of the Creator within you. Yes, you really do. So when you are looking at your life, do not wait for someone else to fix it or give you what you need. Recognize that you have the Creator within you. And you can use the power of the Creator to create your life. Yes, you create your life. You always have, and you always will. Now, some of you may shake your heads and look around and say, no, I didn't create this. Yes, you did. You are the only one who is responsible for you. And you are creating based on what you believe and what you feel. Start noticing. Start noticing what it is you think about. Start noticing what it is you feel. Do you go around all day feeling angry about everything? If you do, then what you are creating is anger. What you are inviting more and more into your life is anger. What you will experience is anger, because that is what you are creating. If you don't want to create anger, stop. You're the one that started it. You started it based on what you believe. And once you no longer believe that you need to be angry about everything, then you can stop being angry. You can choose a different emotion. That's the easiest way to make the change. It's not just a matter of stopping the anger, because then you're like, well, what do I do? Decide what it is you want to feel, and then give yourself permission to feel it. You can decide that you want to feel joy. You want to feel joy, to see joy, to understand joy, to experience joy. And that brings joy to the front of your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs. And you start embracing joy. And guess what? Your life changes. And you start experiencing more and more joy, feeling more and more joy, receiving more and more joy, because you are creating what you are experiencing. We understand that we make this sound so simple, and in so many ways it is actually that simple, but the human brain tends to complicate things, and we understand that. But we still encourage you to make a change, to decide what it is that's really important to you, to let that be your focus. And when you find yourself thinking something other than that, switch back to thinking about what you truly desire, because that is how you create it in your life. It is your thoughts, your feelings that are creating what you are experiencing. There's no one else to blame. You're not a victim. There's nothing wrong. You're just learning. You're learning how to live. And that is part of the beauty of life. We love you. And we welcome you to your life. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. And now, if you have called in and you have a question or you would like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on my studio board. And we will move to our callers. And our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Tim, is
Hello,
that you?
Yes, it's Tim from New York. How are you guys doing today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great. It's a new month. I want to start the warm. I'm anxious for the warm-up so I can get outside and ground on some grass and try to, when I try, just be more in touch with nature and things. Do some outside meditation. So I'm just checking in to see what Spirit has for me on this journey.
Okay, wonderful. CC, what are you getting for Tim?
Hello, Tim. That's always an awesome idea. Well, I am getting that you've got to have a little bit more balance between giving and receiving, Tim. You are a giver, mm-hmm. and you're very generous, but it's important, you know, to receive as well. Okay,
indeed,
so
it
you've got a mm-hmm. of an imbalance, and when we have that imbalance, it can actually cause issues in all areas of our life. Even areas where we want to connect with more abundance, they could, you know, that area could actually cause the abundance to just be sort of like, you know, halted for a little while. So please make sure that you're giving and receiving in equal amounts. And someone pays you a compliment, of course you could say thank you. And that will help, you know, balance the scales as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what am I getting? Okay. Okay, so what area of your life are you thinking about making changes in? And it's sort of like you know that you have to make those changes, but you're not, you know, you're not exactly, you know, going forward as of yet. You may be thinking about steps that you have to take.
Well, definitely steps that I have to take, trying to get this balance in my relationship.
Okay. Okay, because I'm getting, you know, things aren't as clear as they may have been in the past. So I'm getting, you really have to, you know, go within and connect, you know, with your intuition, and you will, you know, be able to have some of the answers you're looking for. And again, Tim, you are like a deeply caring person, and you care for so many, okay? But at times, like, that can get really stressful for you.
Indeed.
With all the, you know, all that you carry, okay? And sometimes you may not even feel as appreciated as you should because you do give so much. You're very loving, and you do what you can for others. Okay. So I'm getting, like, you know, that could go on relationships as well, Tim. So you've got to, again, you've got to have, like, that equal balance with everything, or, you know, all areas of your life can be impacted and sometimes suffer. Okay?
Yes.
Are you connecting with, like, like-minded souls like yourself?
Not as much as I would like. I'm trying to figure out. I was thinking maybe a meetup or something, looking into maybe some Reiki or just people with some spiritual aims, such as myself.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would really help you. And, you know, really to keep you, like, on track a little bit more, helping you to stay connected with your passion, what it is that you, you know, are wanting to do. And you've got to, you know, remember to always follow your heart, Tim, and connect, you know, with your intuition as well. And that would be, like, in your stomach area, okay? And when you feel, like, excited about something, you know, like, listen to that feeling and see what it is that you need to do to go forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm getting, you know, Spirit is saying, you know, you're doing a good job, Tim, but you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself first. It starts with you. In order to, you know, help others, you've got to take care of you, Tim. Okay? And I am getting, you know, this is the new season. You know, April, it's a new month. There are going to be new beginnings coming your way. And the angels, when they deliver messages, they can be creative, Tim. So I'm getting, you've got to really pay attention, because I feel like the messages that they are going to deliver are not going to be delivered in the way that you may expect, okay?
Okay.
So Ginger, my dog Ginger, has her ears up. She's saying, ears up, Tim, you know? And, you know, you'll hear these messages and you're going to be able to go forward on that beautiful path. And you've got to trust in yourself and, you know, and trust in that beautiful divine. Don't be afraid to follow your dreams, okay? And, you know, those around you, they don't exactly understand everything that you do, okay? This is your life. So, you know, all of your soul's longings, okay? You've got a definite purpose and a definite path to follow, Tim. God these amazing gifts that only you have. So this is your time to connect with those. Go forward and let your light shine all that you meet. So I'm getting, you know, you've got to be open because this opportunity is coming your way. And I'm not sure how this opportunity is going to come about. It could be an invitation or something different. But you've got to just be open. And whatever it's going to be, it possibly may happen very, very quickly for you. Okay?
Got it.
Tim, at the beginning of the show, we did a little meditation with our inner child, and I'm getting you too really need to connect a little bit more with your inner child.
Okay, yes. That's been on my to-do list. And I've also been trying to think of something fun that I like to do just to try to bring some gratitude
and joy. Okay, well, don't
too
long because little Tim is stamping his feet and he's saying, time to have fun. Let's go. Okay? So he's waiting for you to come out and play. And he's saying, you know what, you have to watch like that self-talk you say about yourself. He's saying, Tim, you're not seeing the amazing person that I see. Okay?
Okay.
And he loves you. He has no judgment. He just wants to. And with that being said, I'm being guided now to turn you over to Barbara. And thank you for
Thank you.
Okay, Tim. The first thing I'm getting is that stop putting off your joy until it's like you have all of these plans of what you want to do with your life and what you want to create and how, you know, now in the springtime when the grass is there, you can go out and be in Mother Nature and experience all of that. And your guidance is saying, don't wait until. Start feeling what you want to create right now. Your life is not something you should be putting off. It's something you should be living. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
So we're going to do some clearing statements around that, and then we'll see where else they take us, if anywhere. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, it's safe for me to live now.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to live now.
Dear innate, I embrace my life now.
Dear innate, I embrace my life now.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be wonderful right now.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be wonderful right now.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better and better.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself exactly as it is right now.
Dear innate, I live in joy right now.
Dear innate, I live in joy right now.
Dear innate, I no longer put my life off.
Dear innate, I no longer put my life off.
Dear innate, I accept the perfection of the present moment.
Dear innate, I accept the perfection of the present moment.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels great.
Wonderful.
Thank you guys again. Thank you for the bottom of my heart, both you guys. I'm still working. I will check back with you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Awesome. Take care.
You bet.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 219. Hi, who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good today. It's been a little rough the past week or so, but today's a very good day.
Awesome. Well, that's always good to hear. Rose, have you been thinking about love?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
because
sure have.
That's Okay, because that's what I've been getting, and you know, you didn't come in alone. Archangel Michael is there with you. Okay? So I'm actually getting, you know, love may be coming your way soon. And if it does, are you ready for it?
I hope I want it, but I feel like I close myself.
Okay.
Like there's a fear.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely getting you need a little bit more balance, like, in your life roles, okay?
Oh, I agree.
If you put a little bit too much energy, like, in one area, the other areas are going to suffer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, I don't know, like, around maybe the people, your family, friends, or whomever, it seems like there's, like, something going on, and it's just like you don't even have the ability to concentrate because of what's going on around you.
You are so right.
Yeah, you need a little bit of a break from them and to just maybe get outside and walk in nature or something. Sneak out and go out by yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to come. But in the meantime, if you can go outside and, you know, just connect with Mother Nature, that surely will help. Now, with that being said, who do you need to forgive? Because I'm getting, you know, like there's someone that you need to forgive, and it's like you're holding on to something, and you feel like, oh, my gosh. At times I feel like I'm in this dream and I can't wake up from it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably more than one person. My husband's one. He left me almost 5 years ago, and I try to let go. We're still married, but he lives with the other woman. And
okay.
I hold on sometimes for fear of letting go.
Okay. Okay. Well, when we say, you know, I forgive you, and you could do it from where you are, like now, you could, you know, your higher self can connect with
mm-hmm.
his higher self. It's just saying, you know what, I don't have to hold on to this any longer. And
mm-hmm.
it starts the healing process, you know, in motion, because that negativity is like, it's almost like a bottle of poison, Rose. You wouldn't drink poison.
Right.
You don't want to hold on to that as well. So
right.
You wouldn't
it's
want to hold on.
It's been resurfacing. Because, you know, it's like I feel like I've forgiven and let it go, and then it comes back. And, you know, it's like a back and forth thing that I feel. Because we don't hardly ever communicate. Very, very seldom. But I felt like I released any ill will. But
okay,
I don't know.
You've got to honor yourself for the amazing, beautiful woman that you are, Rose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are this amazing woman. And, you know, ask the angels to help you see yourself the way the divine sees you, hon. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
you're holding on to all of these feelings and wondering, like, you know, like, there's guilt there. There's, like, so many different feelings that you really don't need. You should just be really proud of the woman that you are. And
mm-hmm.
try to stay optimistic, okay? And allow, like, all this good to come to you.
Okay.
Okay? And all the
mm-hmm.
stuff that's not, like, positive, that's negative, or, you know, not worth it holding on to, you've got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And give this situation completely to the divine. Okay? And then
okay.
you're going to see where, you know, like worry and the negativity, the anxiety, all of that stuff is going to, you know, start to release. Okay? And just take a slow breath in. And then as you release, breathe upward to heaven and exhale all of that stuff that's, you know, no longer for your highest and best, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and with that said, now we're going to continue on with the healing, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara Rose.
Okay.
And
thank
know
you.
That you are this amazing, beautiful woman, and you deserve all the good that life has to offer, hon. Okay,
thank
you really,
you so
really
much.
Do. Okay, because you don't want your health to suffer as well. Okay? Are you exercising a little bit too much?
I don't know. I just finally got out in nature again last week. It's been really cold here and everything. We've had so much ice and snow, so it's just starting. I've gotten out to walk a couple times. It's been amazing. because I love being out in nature, and I've been, like, stagnant.
Yes, nature's medicine, but be careful as you're out there, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Rose, and thank you so much for connecting with us. We love you,
thank
Rose.
Thank you, DC. I love you too, honey.
Okay, Rose, we are going to do some clearing statements. So just repeat what I say. We're going to be working with your innate body. That's I-N-N-A-T-E. So we're going to start every statement with dear innate. And you need to say that part of the statement too. Okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the shame.
Dear innate, I release the shame.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm not enough.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am not enough.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to hang on to a relationship that has ended.
Dear innate, I release the need to hang on to a relationship that has ended.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I forgive my mistakes.
Dear innate, I forgive my mistakes.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Better. I feel some peace.
Okay, we're going to do a little bit more.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need to live in the past.
Dear innate, I release the need to live in the past.
Dear innate, I cut all ties to my husband.
Dear innate, I cut all ties to my husband.
Dear innate, I give myself freedom to live.
Dear innate, I give myself freedom to live.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, I take back my power for my husband.
Dear innate, I take back my power for my husband.
Dear innate, I take back my joy from my husband.
Dear innate, I take back my joy from my husband.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
I take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel more peace.
So your guidance is encouraging you to start taking the steps to ending the marriage.
Yes.
To actually follow through on that and get divorced. Because that's an important part of your development, your evolution.
I know. Yes. I felt that before too. I have not. It's like that holding on to. And I don't even know what, because we don't even communicate or anything. I think it's just the fear of completely letting go. And I'm also dealing with an alcoholic son because I'm taking care of his children. And if I wasn't here for them, I don't know what would happen to them. They'd be in the system. So I've had a lot on my plate.
Your guidance is saying it's time for you to start taking care of you. And
yes.
I'm actually seeing that there are some potential love interest out there for you when you are ready for that. So it's not like mm-hmm. you have to spend the rest of your life alone just being a grandmother or getting 30,000 cats or whatever. You can have a wonderful, beautiful life, and there will be a man who will love and adore you. I mean, absolutely love and adore you, which is what you deserve.
I want that so bad.
Yeah.
I want
so
that
divorce
so bad.
Divorce that man that's no longer a part of your life so you can move on and have something even greater than you've ever had before. And this does feel
that's
like
amazing.
Absolutely beautiful and wonderful. And it's waiting for you, so get the paperwork done, woman.
Thank you so much. That's
you are
awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Stay in touch, Rose. We love you.
I love you both, too. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. You're
welcome.
Have a good
day. Bye-bye. You too.
Okay. I just see all these great things coming for Rose. Oh, this feels good. Okay.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. God bless her.
Mm-hmm. And she's at one of those pivotal points where life can just become so incredible if she will just step into it.
Yes.
Just all right. I want to remind callers once again that if you call in, if you have a question or if you like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. And since no one has pressed the number 1 yet, DC, is there anything you would like to share with everyone?
Oh, my goodness. Asking people to make sure that they're kind. You know, kindness is so important.
Yes, it is.
But I sort
especially
of,
being kind
you know,
to themselves.
Yes, and kindness, yeah. Extend everything to yourself first. My goodness. And for those that are holding on to things, forgiveness. Forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. Because when you forgive, you allow all that negativity, all that hurt to be gone, and you fill yourself with peace and love, and you feel so much better. So forgiveness is really essential.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, then we will move to our caller who has their hand up now, and the number is my favorite one. 111-111-1111. Let's see if it's the beautiful queen or someone else. Hi, who's this?
I'm going to live until I...
Oh, my... Our sun goddess arrived. That's what I got, our beautiful sun goddess... When you brought, Ginger was singing, Here Comes the Sun, and it was with King coming in, of course.
I love
wow.
it. I love it.
You're out there. Not only, Yes, but you get out there like day and night and connect, because there is so much, you know, so much knowledge and growth and everything coming to you right now, and you have to stay balanced, Queen. So even at night, you know, connecting with the moon will illuminate your thinking.
All right.
It's just beautiful, but our beautiful sun goddess queen. Oh my goodness!
Oh, thank you.
Well, that was a
thank you.
And okay, and we also have this beautiful sun goddess is saying, Queen, everything that you're looking for is within you. Have you been thinking about love? Because I'm getting, you know, love is real, Queen. I don't know if that's been
love is real.
Yes,
I would. Yes, in many shapes and forms. Yes.
Yes, because she's with you, and she wants you to really connect with love and like all different areas of your life, and you know, feel that beautiful love that's there for you, Queen. So that's what she's showing me. It's just your message today, I do feel it's just all about love, Queen. And you are on this amazing journey, and you're so wise. You're so wise. And you're growing. You know, you're still growing, Queen, by leaps and bounds. But I'm getting, you know, make sure that you connect side with Mother Nature as you do. And not only are you getting, you know, like, you know, your daily dose of vitamin D, and you've got your daily dose of vitamin G here with us, you are actually, you know, like you're ascending as well. It's just so amazing. So amazing. Do you have any hematite or black tourmaline? Because they will help, like, you know, during this part of your journey, Queen.
I have both.
Okay.
And I'm
so
ascending on that magic carpet ride that
beautiful.
I took with you.
Well,
all.
You know what? We made a little room, and you've got to jump on with us. We've got a large carpet. But what I'm getting, I don't know. You are here to teach about love, Queen. That is one of your one of your journeys here, is just to teach about love. So I don't know if you are connected with that presently. Teaching about love?
Not in my consciousness. Maybe in my subconscious, but not in my consciousness.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. You're to teach others about love, Queen. And you sort of like laughed a little bit, but you are this beautiful, powerful teacher, Queen. And let that aspect of yourself maybe awaken, because the beautiful sun goddess is asking you, you know, to follow your inner callings and letting you know, hon, that you are unstoppable, Queen. You are unstoppable.
I accept.
And I'm just seeing, you know, some of your ancestors. And I'm actually seeing a Native American Indian, like an Indian chief that, you know, that is connecting with you as well. So I don't know if you've ever connected prior to with these Native American ancestors, Queen. Have you connected with them at all?
You know, that's interesting, because I was just speaking of to someone who chose to be called a chief. I said my grandfather was called chief. And I have Native American in my ancestry, of course. So, yeah, so that energy's recently been coming up.
Okay. And with that being said, this beautiful, beautiful Indian chief is handing you a peace pipe. And the peace pipe is going to help with communication, Queen. I'm feeling maybe like you're here to maybe to connect with others, you know, in regard to different areas, and this peace pipe is helping you to communicate. And to communicate, you know, we have to first listen and understand.
True.
So you're here and you have an amazing journey, Queen. And I just get, you know, when I said, like, about love and teaching about love, it's sort of like you didn't believe that, but that's what you're here to do. And this beautiful Indian chief is pointing to the earth, and he's saying, follow the bear tracks, queen. Follow the bear tracks. Be strong like the bear. Because the bear truly does know how to endure, and you do too.
Mm. Wow.
So you've got to take time to remember how far you've come. And I'm getting like there's something about healing, maybe something within, you know, family patterns, okay? I don't know, there may be a little something that needs to be healed. And with that being said, I'm actually going to turn you over to Barbara and see if she can connect and see what that healing is all about, Queen, okay?
Well, I thank you for my dose of vitamin D and vitamin C, DC.
I love well, thank you. You're amazing. Love you so much. Thank you.
So are you amazing. And Amazing Grace is coming in now. I love it.
Doesn't get much better.
Beautiful. Okay, Queen, let's see what I'm getting for you. As I'm sitting here wearing this beautiful ring that was given to me. More to come. Okay. Just in this wonderful, peaceful energy. So, all right, what would you guys like to share with Queen, or what do I need to clear from her, or what do you want to tell her? You know, she's open to whatever it is that you want to do, say, be, etc. There's a beautiful group of goddesses, and they're saying, we love you. And they're talking to you. You are incomparable.
Whoa. I love it.
We want you to open yourself even more. And we realize we are always telling you to be even more open. And we are so proud of you because you are always open to being more open. Sometimes when we tell people they should be more open, they tell us that they are completely open and they can't be more open. But you are always willing to open even more than you know, even more than you've ever imagined. And that is what is allowing your life to move to higher and higher levels. So we want you to be more open. And this time we want you to be more open to love. And we're not talking about any particular kind of love. We don't want you to put in the labels and the divisions and all of the restrictions that people place on love. We just want you to be open to love and what love is bringing and creating in your life. Because as you are opening up more and more to love, you are opening up more and more to yourself, to the truth of you, to the beauty of you, to the magnificence of your own existence. And we are helping you, assisting you, in attracting into your life more and more people who will love you, more and more people who will embrace the truth of who you are, so that you can create that loving community that you are a part of. so that you can have that beautiful, expansive home with property that you can use for having your gatherings. You can have those beautiful dances in the moonlight with those beings who are ready to reflect the love in their own hearts, in their own souls. We see this all coming to be quite quickly. You know who you are. So don't forget. And always, always be open to love. There's nothing more beautiful than love. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to share with you.
Love returned. Love received. Ooh. Thank you. My sacred sisters. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, DC, we have 2 more minutes. Anything you want to say to close the show?
You know, Barbara, I just want to thank you for connecting and setting up the show. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful, beautiful. You've started my day off in a magnificent way. Thank you.
Mine, too. And it just gets better and better.
Yes, definitely.
All right, everyone. Guidance wants each of us to connect with love and to start living in the moment. Do not put your life off until. Stop doing that and start just living now, creating now who
yes.
you are, what you desire. Now is the time. So if you've been waiting for the time, it's now. Okay. Well, that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for being a part of it. And we look forward to connecting with you again. We send you all lots and lots of love. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy Thursday. Bye.